Jesus had just shared that special meal with the disciples, and he was talking to them very seriously about the Christian life. This was going to be his last time with his disciples. Think about that. What if you were so privileged to know when your moment of death would come, that you would have a special time set apart with the people that were nearest and dearest to you? I guess that's why it's important for us to live each day as if it is our last day, to not hold back the things that we wish we could say. The saddest thing in the world is to lose someone and to have not told them how much they mean to us, how special they are, how much we love them and care for them. And whatever special words that would let people know how important they are as they live on and carry on the family tradition or carry on the church tradition or maybe in the case of a business, carry on the family business. Jesus was very concerned about this new family he had created. Disciples. Especially that small circle that were called apostles. And the women that were there as disciples as well. And he spoke the words you heard Donna read a few minutes ago. You know, when we look at our world, Jesus has given us a way to recognize disciples. How do people know true Christian disciples? And Jesus says, you know them because I give you a new commandment that you love one another. That you love one another as I love you. And he said that twice in this conversation with those that were so close to him. We have those words recorded in the 13th chapter of the Gospel of John, in the 34th verse. And then over again in the 15th chapter, when he has told us that I am the vine and you are the branches and my Father is the vine dresser, he tells us there again, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. That those of us gathered together in the name of Jesus Christ need to love one another in an incredible and special way. That's how the world knows that we're true disciples. Are we doing it? Do we make a heroic effort to love one another when we gather together in his name? Do we bend over backwards to show that love to one another? Do we make a special effort to turn a deaf ear to some of those annoying things that people say? Do we make a special effort in love to be blinded to the little things they do that irritate us or disturb us? Because we know we're called together into a special loving fellowship. There's a story I once read about, and I probably won't tell it very well. I tried to find it in one of my books. I just have too many books. I gave up. I thought I knew where it might be, but I couldn't find it. But it goes something like this. It may have been back in the Middle Ages, but there was a rabbi, a mystic, who went to a small convent. And they welcomed him because they knew he was a man of God, even though he wasn't a Christian. And he shared a meal with the abbot. And he says, I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission because God has revealed to me that the Messiah is among your order. And the abbot said, well, tell me more, tell me more. He says, that's all I can tell you. That's all God has instructed me to share. The Messiah is one of you. And he left. And the abbot shared this with the rest of those there in the monastery. And they said, well, surely it's the abbot because of his years of experience and his holiness, he's been placed in this position. And then they begin talking among themselves. But it might be Brother John. You know, he loves prayer so much. He seems to have such a special relationship with God. Or maybe it's Brother Adam, for he goes around and takes care of everyone and listens to everyone. Or maybe it's Brother James. He always has an uplifting word for people, especially when you're down. Or maybe it's Brother John, because he goes out of his way to be of service to anyone. Before long, the whole atmosphere of that monastery had changed. Because rather than people looking at what people were not doing, they were looking at the good that might mean that maybe is the Messiah, the second coming of Christ. And they looked at each other as if they were Christ. And an order that was dying away blossomed in love. And more people came to the monastery and stayed there. And people came and sought advice there because it overflowed with love. Because a little Jewish rabbi said, the Messiah is among you. You see, Jesus is among us. He's in each one of us. Do we look for him in one another's eyes? Do we feel his touch when someone in the fellowship reaches out to us? Do we hear him speak when someone shares a word for us? Are we looking for the risen Christ among us? And I tell you, if we do, we'll find him. We'll hear him. We'll touch him. Because he said he abides in us. If we abide in his word, and if we share the bread and the cup and experience the real presence of Jesus Christ. How will people in the world know who are his disciples? They'll be the people that love one another so much. We look for him in the faces of our fellowship, and we always find him. Let us pray. Lord God, you've spoken to us in a very special little hymn. When people sing, we are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. For they will know that we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. May this song ring in our hearts as we love one another through Christ our Lord. Amen.